حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make dua that Allahumma a'iz al-Islam bi ahd al-amrayn. This is the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that O Allah, grant the izzah and dignity to Islam by one of these two amr, meaning Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and Amr ibn Hisham. Now Amr ibn Hisham is the real name of Abu Jahl, and these were the two leaders, very brave soldiers and leaders of the Quraysh. So either Abu Jahl or Umar ibn Khattab, this dua Rasulullah used to make. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the favor of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his heart and he embraced Islam. We know the story how he embraced Islam. He wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with open sword. He was moving around to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the way, he found one sahabi, told him that your own sister and brother-in-law Sa'd ibn Zayd and Fatima, the sister of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, see, they already embraced Islam. Go and check them first. He went there and he found there was a Quran Sharif ayat, Surah Taha. Hazrat Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu ta'ala was teaching them. So he went inside. He was out of anger. He slapped his sister. His cheek became red. We know the story. So he said, "Oh Umar, you can kill us, but we're not going to give up our Iman, our Islam, on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You do whatever you want to do." So he got little shocked. The braveness of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, the sister of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and they said, "Let me just read what you people are reading." Say, "No, you are kafir, you are mushrik, you are filthy person. You are not allowed to touch the Holy Quran. Go and take shower first." Look at the courage of Fatima. No one used to talk in this manner with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, but this was the sister. He said, "Go and take shower first." So he went. He took shower and then started reading Taha Man Salaika, and that ayat changed his heart, melted. He said, "Oh, please take me to Rasulullah." He came to Rasulullah. Here they were scared that he might come and kill and harm Rasulullah. But Hazrat Hamza radiallahu was already embraced Islam. He said, "Let him come, I'll take care of him." And he stood by the door. He entered in the Darul Arqam when Rasulullah was staying there. And there and there, Allah Ta'ala changed his life and he embraced Islam. So when he embraced Islam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, "Qala lamma aslama Umar," when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, "nazala Jibreelu," Jibreel Islam came down with glad tidings, "wa qala ya Muhammad, laqad istabshara ahlu samai bi islami Umar." That, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all the angels in the heaven, they are enjoying and celebrating the Islam of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Even the angels are so happy with acceptance of Islam by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala said that in the Islam of Umar kana fathan, that the acceptance of Umar radiallahu ta'ala was the victory for the Islam. Wa hijratuhu kanat nusra, and his migration was the help for the Islam. Wa inna imaratahu kana rahmatan, and his becoming Khalifatul Muslimin was the rahmah and blessing. How? He said, "Walaqad kunna ma nusalli 'inda al-Ka'bati," we had no dare or courage to perform salat in front of the Ka'batullah, because they were in minority. And Rasulullah said, "Protect your life, don't go out. You rather pray outside of Ka'batullah, wherever you are, in the house, hiding yourself. Don't expose yourself, otherwise this Quraysh will harm you or kill you." So they all Sahaba who embraced Islam at that time was about 40 Sahaba, including Hazrat Usman, including Hazrat Ali, including Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They were all Muslim. They already embraced Islam. None of them had courage to go and perform Salat openly in Ka'batullah. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala said, no one used to perform Salat in Ka'batullah until Hazrat Umar accepted Islam. And then falamma aslama qatala Quraysh, he came and he fought with the Quraysh, hatta salla inda al-Ka'bati, to that extent he performed openly his first salat in Ka'batullah, wa sallayna ma'ahu, then with him we also started praying salat. So open the way to perform the Salat in Kaabatullah, that was the courage of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after accepting Islam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't believe in one Allah." He said, "Yes, we are believing in one Allah." "Isn't you are true messenger of Allah?" He said, "Yes, I am the true messenger of Allah." "Then why we should be scared of these people? Let allow me to go and pray Salat openly in the masjid in Kaabatullah." He said, "But people are against of us. They have power. They have." He said, "Don't worry, I'll go there." So Hazrat Rasulullah granted him permission. So some Sahaba followed him. This is the first time. And he went into the Haram Sharif and he openly said to Abu Jahl and Utbah and Shayba, "Here I embrace Islam. I believe in one Allah. I believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. And whoever wants to, you know, this come forward and stop me praying Salat." None of them had courage to stop Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu praying Salat. So he opened the door for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to pray Salat in Masjid al-Nabawi. And same way, when after 13 years of humiliation and struggle and trial and tribulations, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted permission to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara for the safety. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed every Sahabi whoever wants to go, they must go quietly, secretly. So Quraysh of Makkah shouldn't know about their migration, otherwise they're going to stop on the way or they're going to kill them. To protect your life, hide your Islam and go quietly. So all the Sahaba, most of them used to travel during the night when the Quraysh used to sleep. Even all the Sahaba went in this manner. None of them went knowingly that the Quraysh know that he is migrating towards Medina. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for them, so they also went quietly and they hide in the cave of Thor. We know the story. And after 3 days they came out in the very unfamiliar way. They migrated towards Madinah Munawwara quietly, secretly, right? Then to the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Please grant me permission." He said, "Okay, what you gonna do?" He said, "I'm gonna go to Haram Sharif. I'm gonna announce myself that I'm migrating." So Abdullah Nusr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he came to Haram Sharif, and he put the sword in his neck and bow and arrow in his hand. And he openly, all the groups of the Quraysh were sitting there. That was their habit. They had to sit every day in the evening, gossiping and talking and laughing and enjoying their time. Here, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes alone. He says, "Oh, listen, Abu Jahl, listen, I embrace Islam. I'm migrating now from Makkah to Madinah. If any one of you want that mother must cry upon him, or his wife become widow, or his children become yatim, often follow me and behind this hill and I'll sort him out." And then he makes 7 tawaf, 7 circle of the Kaabatullah. Then he performed salat, 2 rakat salat behind Maqam Ibrahim nicely, peacefully. And they all Quraysh, they were watching him, what he's doing. None of them stood up and stopped him doing all these things. After performing salat nicely, then he walked out. None of them followed him to stop his way, and very openly, with the courage, he migrated from Makkah to Medina. He was only one person who openly migrated from Makkah to Medina. There are so many virtues, my brothers, with regard to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Baina ana naimun, I was sleeping one night. Ra'aytuni fil Jannah, and I found myself in Jannah. Faida imratun tatawaddau ila janib al qasri." So there was one woman making wudu nearby one very beautiful palace. Qultu liman hadha al qasr? So I asked the angels, to whom this qasr, this palace is belong to? It looks so beautiful. Qalu li Umar ibn Khattab. They informed that this palace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for your ummati, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So first Rasulullah wanted to go in and enter into the palace and look from inside how beautiful it is. But when he heard that this palace is belong to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, فَذَكَرْتُ غَيْرَتَهُ فَوَلَّيْتُ مُدْبِرًا. He said, I remember the ghaira and shyness and haya of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thus I went out from there. I didn't go inside. You see, if I go, Hazrat Umar wouldn't like it. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, فَبَكَى Umar. When he related this incident in front of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said Hazrat Umar started crying. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَعَلَيْكَ بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أُغَارُ. Ya Rasulullah, my parents must be sacrificed for you. Am I going to have ghairat upon you? Would I mind if you enter into my palace? That would be honor for me. How you think like that? That I feel bad or I feel embarrassed when you enter into my house? That will be privilege for me. Anyway, that was the ghairat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One more hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated this hadith. Samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Baina ana na'imun. Same thing, that I found myself, I was dreaming, and I found myself in the dream that utitu bi qit'i labanin, that I have been granted one bowl of milk. Fa sharibtu minhu, I drank and drank and drank. Hatta innil arladhi yakhruju min asfari. I drank so much that milk coming out from my finger. And then I handed over that my bowl, rest of the milk, to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. None of the Sahaba, but only Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So, قَالُ فَمَا وَلَّيْتَهُ يَا رَسُولَهُ. What ta'wil, what interpretation, Ya Rasulullah sallam, you have for this dream? So Rasulullah sallam said, Al-ilm. Interpretation is ilm. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me so much of knowledge of deen. You know, utitu ilm al-awwalin wal-akhirin. And I am full of knowledge from top to bottom. And rest of the ilm, I hand it over to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So among the Sahaba, he is the most knowledgeable person after me. That's why in one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, law kana nabiyyun ba'di lakana Umar. If anyone would be coming as a prophet, as a Rasul after me, it would be Hazrat Umar. He only mentioned one name. He didn't say Abu Bakr Siddiq, he didn't say Usman or Ali or anyone else. He said, only to become a Nabi after me, all the qualities of the Nubuwwat and Prophethood is only one Sahabi of mine, and that is Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But ana khatimun nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di. I am the seal of the Prophethood, there is no Nabi is going to come. If it would become, it would be Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Last hadith, Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده ما لكك الشيطان قط سالكا فجا الا سلك فجا غير فجك. And this hadith متفق عليه, that Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah said, taking an oath, that I'm taking an oath and mentioning this, that I see that wherever you walk, and if shaitan has to cross your walk and see you coming down from this way, he changed his path. He run away from you. Umar, even the shaitan has no courage to come nearby you. That's how brave and strong mu'min you are in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who became shaheed on the 1st of Muharram. And he is the one who has established this Islamic calendar. We should make dua. May Allah grant us also tawfiq to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.